For your journey in life, you need direction from the master. Get set, for the word you're about to hear is a roadmap out of every challenge into newness of life. Now, Apostle Jotham Obi Adams.
Hallelujah. One wonder will be speaking things that be not as though they were. I want to begin to prophesy to our life. Prophesy into your destiny. Prophesy into Shekinah Encounter Center. In the name of Jesus, we call things that be not as though they were. In the name of Jesus, we walk in abundance. We move with the speed of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus. Shapalande kebrana malanda kamrada balada kabrada bayada. We walk in abundance. We move with the speed of the Holy Ghost. Kilana mande kebrana malanda kamarada kadabrada dalige debrani. Shapateke tebrana malana malade. We are walking in abundance. Ayabaha. Moving with the speed of the Holy Ghost. We are favored. We are walking in our, yes. We are moving with the speed of the Holy Ghost. We are favored. We are walking in abundance, moving with the speed of the Holy Ghost. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, I declare into our future, in the name of Jesus, like I said on Wednesday, I believe this is a season to prophesy, praise God. The headquarters of Shekinah Encounter Center at the Express Road, hallelujah, Crusher area, I believe a day will come where we'll be having a program, Shekinah Encounter Center, and on that double lane main road, that will be go slow because of our programs in the name of Jesus. I declare that people from Okene, people from Kaba, people from Koton Kafri, people from all over the state will flock to hear the word of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, I declare days of abundance. I declare days of speed. I declare open doors. International open doors in the name of Jesus. I declare that every territorial power, every ancient territorial altar holding the state bound shall be broken. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the heaven be open over this church. I declare that the atmosphere be open over the members. I declare that the heaven be open over every partner. In the name of Jesus, everyone connected and related, walk in abundance. Everyone connected and related is established as a star. In the name of Jesus, the least among us will be mighty like David. In Jesus' precious name. Father, we thank you because we call the things that be not as though they were. One day people will struggle. Bible says a day will come where people will hold the scared of a Jew and say, take us to your God. For we have heard that he is with you. By virtue of what you will do in and through our life, souls will troop into the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, altars will be broken. Ancient covenant. Ayalamante kebrada balata kaparakate. A mantle that is beyond us. A mantle that is beyond our families. A mantle beyond the church. All through the pastors, all through the ministers, all through the branches, all through the platform, social media, online TV. Your power will move in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We give you all the praise. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Can we clap and take our seat? Praise God. Hallelujah. I want us to close up on time. Because we're welcome to tonight's service. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm super excited. Hallelujah. A VVIP is in our midst. Praise the Lord. I believe all of us, nobody doesn't know him. Praise God. Thank you so much for coming, sir. Yeah, we are blessed. Hallelujah. I don't feel worthy to preach. Praise God. But I have to preach because there was no plan. Thank you so much for coming, Emoji. Hallelujah. Praise God. May you receive God's visitors in your life. Important visitors in the name of that. When they come, there will not be burdens. Say amen. You're not believing my prayer. May receive visitors that you'll be happy they came. Hallelujah. You too, you go to places and people will be happy you are there. You not move into places that people will say, he has come to eat our food. He has come to give us prayer points. Or he has come to again. No, you go to places and people will celebrate your presence. In the name of Jesus, you will move into places and people will be glad. Ah, Moyo is here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Thank you so much for coming, sir. We honor you. Everybody in Shekinah Encounter Center honors you. Hallelujah. All of them are aware of who you are to me, and we believe you all honor you. Okay. Thank you so much for coming. Hallelujah. The groom-to-be, hallelujah, planning on his wedding, and I believe this is the reason for his traveling. Can you clap as if you are happy? Hallelujah. Even if you are not happy, pretend as if you are happy. Yes, hallelujah. Thank you so much for coming, sir. Hallelujah. My brother, the pastor of Soteria Vision International Center, Auchi. Cool. I said, could you say it? It does say it. Hallelujah. It does say it. Praise God. Welcome to service tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. Tomorrow is the burial of one of us, and want to pay them a visit if it's possible after service. Hallelujah. Today is the way keep. We have done all we can. Praise God. I believe God bless us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me give the announcement so that Sunday is communion service, and Sunday is there are also the passing out for the situs. So I believe God will help us all in Jesus' name. So today we are concluding on our series for the month of October. What has been our topic? Hey, and Kate is back. Hallelujah. She has been on the Bible course. Hallelujah. Do some. The man of God is back. That is why the atmosphere is church. Hallelujah. Welcome back. Hallelujah. So we have been looking at what in the month of October? Consecration. Hallelujah. And today we'll be looking at the last topic. Hallelujah. The month of consecration. I know we are all blessed throughout the month. I've gotten testimonies from people personally that's really blessed me and encouraged me. The things we've looked at. But as we conclude, I believe, like I always say, the theme of a month is not just after the month we drop it and then pick another one. It's to activate something and then we run with it. Praise the Lord. Because it's always a building up process, one upon another. When we look at something, we're supposed to remember, like Prof testimony on Sunday, when he was testifying about the topic, the month of character. Month of character was August. Is that not true? But then he had something that happened last week, and then he said those words were coming to him, and he controlled himself. Remember the topic, self-control. Now that is the aim. That even though it was August, this October, a situation happened, we apply them. Praise the Lord. I believe God will help us all in the name of Jesus Christ. Revelation chapter 17 verse 5. Our topic this evening is demonic systems for sin. Hallelujah. Demonic systems for sin. Revelation 17 verse 5. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's read together. And upon her forehead was a name written. Yes. Mystery Babylon the Great. the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Hallelujah. Demonic system. There are systems that if today the devil should retire for 1 year and say, I will not longer be on the earth. There are systems that will keep people perpetually in sin. Do you understand? If they said to say the devil says he's no longer at work, he has systems already on ground that people will be perpetually. This is the last message I wrote when I was thinking, because the Holy Spirit put it so much on my heart. Praise the Lord. There are systems the devil has put to run and make sure that people sin and make sure that people fall. Hallelujah. Now, what is a system? A system is a collection of an organized thing. Hallelujah. A collection of what? Organized things that are composed together. It is calculated that when you play A, B, C, D, Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti, Do, is a progression. It is calculated. It is organized altogether. That when this happens, the second one will happen like a domino effect. Do you understand? Like a system of organizing. There is a way. Remember the Bible says, how does people fall into sin? First of all, lust spring up from inside. People think about it. It's a system altogether. It's organized. Organized systems for sins. That are way the devil has organized a system that without let the devil be on break, people will still be sinning. Do you understand? Yes. Now the reason why we are bringing this word is once we know the system, we'll be able to outsmart the system. Not the way hackers behave. When they know the way the system works, they'll be able to outsmart, they breach it, and then they go ahead. Knowing this system will help us to live ahead. Praise the Lord. Now a system, like I said, is a collection of organized things. Another definition of system now. A system of organizing that are interrelated. Let's say one, this is a system, this is a tool, this is a tool, this is a tool, but all of them are connected together. They are interrelated. All together? Another definition of system is a mainstream culture controlled by elites or elites. Hallelujah. A mainstream what? Culture. It is a culture that is controlled by a certain people. There is a system that runs the church. Is that true? There is a system that you run the music industry. There is a system that runs everything. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So controlled by certain people. There are systems that run heaven. If you read the book of Revelation, the angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, there are systems that control hell. Praise the Lord. Now finally, definition of a system. Is a system is a machinery or a set of logistics. What I mean by machinery, you know the way robots work and machines? They are automated. Is that true? It's a machine that this is the way it will work. We can predict the end. Like we read on Sunday, the Bible says, now the first Sunday when we started looking at consecration, say, look at the way of a perfect man. The end of that man is what? Peace. Is that true? You know, like it's like a machine. You can predict the end. Altogether. Now, you know, if you have ever worked in a machine environment, like I did, I remember when I did my IT was in a water bottle company. You can be in a place, all you need to do is to put bottles. The only thing people do is to put bottles and then start at the other end and remove bottles that are not fully, like the machine had an error. Everything is automated. It will enter, clean itself, pump the water, remove the water, put the cap, close the cap, push it, put the seal, push it. That is a machine. Do you understand that? Yeah, the devil has a system that people can, before you know, the system runs on its own and people fall into sin. Praise the Lord. Now, I want you to know three things about the devil and his kingdom. The first thing you need to know is the devil is not omnipresent. Do you understand that? Now, that is the reason why you must understand why he has a system. He's not what? Omnipresence. In 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, Prof. 1 Peter 5 verse 8 and then Job 1, 7. 1 Peter 5 verse 8. The devil is not what? Omnipresent. He's not everywhere. Altogether, he's not in Shekinah Encounter Center, for example, now. Hallelujah. He's somewhere, but he's not here. He's not, cannot be anywhere, everywhere. All together. Bible said, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about. That means, when you are here, that means you're not there. Is that true? Walketh about, seeking. That means he's walking. He's not everywhere. Maybe he's in Nigeria now. Maybe he's in Zimbabwe. Maybe he's in America. He's not everywhere. But how come people in Nigeria are misbehaving? People in Zimbabwe are misbehaving? People in Burkina Faso? All of, you see, that means that's a system that works. Even if it's not there, people will behave, misbehave. In Job chapter 1 verse 7, God asked the devil, where are you coming from? He said, I'm coming from the earth, to and fro. Is that not true? Job 1 verse 7, is that it? And the Lord said unto Satan, whence cometh thou? Where are you coming from? That means coming from somewhere. Then Satan answered the Lord and said, from going where? When he is two, he's not behind. Is that true?
He's going to and fro. The devil is not omnipresent. He's not everywhere. That's the first. So if he's not everywhere, why, as I'm talking now, somebody's being killed somewhere. And I'm talking now, somebody's being raped somewhere. And I'm talking now, somebody's being stabbed somewhere. All over the world. All together. As I'm talking now, all manner of evils are happening. And the devil is one. That means that's a system that makes things work. All together. The second thing I want you to know is the strength of the devil is deception. Not only his power. Even though we know that he has power. Is that true? But we say greater is he that is in the world than us that he that is in the world. That means the devil, the one in the world, has power. But the strength of the devil is what? Deception. Deuteronomy 11 verse 16. Hallelujah. Revelation 20 verse 16. The strength of the devil is deception. He will come and deceive you. Praise God, Lord. Take it to yourself that your heart be not deceived. And you turn aside and serve other God and worship them. Hallelujah. Your God is not alive. See. Look at all those people that worship Baal, Molech, Baal. When they serve their God, they have their God of fruitfulness. She look like a Baal. All of them give Baal. Where is your God? You cannot even see him. Hallelujah. And then they are deceived. Hallelujah. You are deceived that enjoy yourself while you are seeing your body not be firewood. Hallelujah. And then people are deceived. Is that not true? Everybody deceived. Take a little acid. Take smoke this thing well. Yeah, you are taking sugar every time. Sugar is for children. Take something bitter. Bitter is to start with smell off. Before you know it, you have entered star. Meat is not true. Yes. People are deceived. Before you know, you are being picked on the road because you're a drunkard. You are now an addict. Anywhere you see money can, you want to go and drink. All of this start with deception. The devil is powerful. We know. Hallelujah. But his greatest strength is what? Deception. 2 Timothy 2:14 and then 1 John 3:7 and then Revelation 20 verse 10. You can see scriptures like that confirm about his deceptiveness. Hallelujah. When it came to Eve, he deceived her. The Bible says Adam was not deceived, but the Bible confirmed that Eve was deceived. Praise the Lord. So his strength, he will deceive us. Kukuma disrespects your father. Kukuma disrespects your father. Nothing will happen. He's a human being. He is first of all a man before a man of God. Forget that thing. All of us, we are brothers. Hallelujah. Is that not true? Deceive you your parent. I'm a human being. Yeah. You will not be deceived. Say amen. You will not be deceived. Hallelujah. Number three thing I want you to note about the devil is he has a loyal team of network. Matthew chapter 12 and verse 25 to 27, he has what? A loyal team of network. Mark chapter 3 verse 23 and then Luke 11, 18. He has a loyal team of network. All of them very loyal. Very, very loyal. Matthew 12, 25 to 27. Not coming up. Alright. But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, this fellow does not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub, hallelujah, the prince of the devils. 25, sir. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, every kingdom that is divided against itself is brought to what? Desolation. And every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. Do you understand that, guys? All together? And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself, how shall then his kingdom stand? Hallelujah. There's a place here called in 200 level unit or 200 level. There's a man there popular known for casting demons. Hallelujah. I was in a place there. Somebody say, and he's of that religion. Somebody say, pastor, even if you go there, you bow. I say, come on, come, let me carry it here. Yeah, the person was telling me. I was just shaking my head. I said, Jesus Christ. There are many people there that cast out demons and they're not believers. Bring your child, I will cast a demon. And then they cast out the demons. And then the people believe he's a powerful, powerful demon caster. The Bible says the devil cannot cast out the devil. Hallelujah. All of them are loyal. Loyal team of network. All like believers. The Bible says enemies of a man are members of his household. We have what we call even evil of iniquity of evil. Like if you belong to one cult, you cannot betray the cult and go and join another cult. It's not done. But even in the evil world, they are very loyal. If somebody that belongs to a fraternity tell you, I will stand with you, forget that he's with you. Is that not true? But if a believer tells you, I will stand with you, don't believe you. Be careful. Unless you know the person for long. Is that not true? Yeah, is that the truth? Is that the truth? Be careful. Hallelujah. They are very, because they know that the consequence of being disloyal, the consequence is not bearable. Bible says judgment against evil is not easily carried out. So people persevere in iniquity. Praise the Lord. So the devil, that's why Babalawo is a faithful native doctor. if he has to offer 30 sacrifices in a year, faithfully he will offer it. Faithfully. Anything they have to do, they are now, if they cannot betray themselves. That is why you can predict that there will be something bad happening somewhere because they are loyal to the boss. Praise the Lord. But pastors, we have a responsibility to be preaching the gospel. You see, you are not sure what the next church is preaching. You are not even sure. Because we are not loyal. But today, loyalty is coming upon us. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, some things about systems that you need to know before I give you the 7 demonic systems. The first thing is systems are automated and self-run. System are what? Automated. You know what is automated? Hallelujah. Automatic. And what? Self-run. The Bible says, so long as Genesis 8:22, what does it say? Remember I promised on Wednesday, I'll be quoting scripture half hour and then we'll be completing it. True or yes? Okay. Genesis 8:28, what does it say? So long as the earth remained, Okay, I said it already. So long as the earth remained, seed time and harvest. That means it is automatic. I remember a prophet Emmanuel said that God sent rain thinking somebody has planted a seed somewhere because he's expecting somebody to have planted. All together? It's an automatic system. Once you sow, you will reap. That is a system. Hallelujah. It is always to be a blessing to be on the giving side. Some people think they are smart when they are always receiving. This one is autonomous. Let me go chop free food. Yes. He's smarter than you. All together? More blessed to give. Some people always have a poverty presentation about that themselves so that people would like to give them money. You never prosper like that. You prosper by giving. Altogether? You prosper by giving. There is no other way. You cannot pray it. You cannot fast it. You cannot bind it. You cannot cast it. The only way out of poverty is giving. Do you understand, guys? I don't know how to explain this. The only way out is what? To give. You know, most time I get excited when it's time for the church to do something for the members. Of course, we know that. Because I know that the more we give to people, the more we receive. Is it true? Yes. Not be hoarding. No, there is he that scattereth. That is a system. Bible says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. That is an automatic system again. If you sow a looter, you reap a looter. Is that true? You sow peace, you are always smiling, people will smile at you. You are always frowning, people will think who you be. And then they will start frowning at you. It's another automatic system. What you sow, you will reap. Praise the Lord. Bible says, so long as the earth remains, that the Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verse 1. Everything has a time. So, system is automatic, it's automated. Number 2 about systems I want you to know is that system don't necessarily need motoring. Monitoring. They just need a participation of somebody. Genesis chapter 1 verse 14. What I mean by when we have a system, you don't need to monitor it like I said in a machine. All you need to do is just to participate, put the bottle, be at the other end and receive the bottle. Do you understand, guys? Do you understand? You don't need to be monitoring it because it is an automated system. We just need somebody to supervise what is happening. That's why we have territorial principalities. That's true. Principality monitor what is happening. Hallelujah. And God said, let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years. Hallelujah. Is there anybody working about monitoring whether the sun is rising up? Is there anybody? Nobody. See, Jeremiah chapter 5 verse 24, son. An automated system. You must not do something. It will work just like a child growing in your womb. Are we together? You don't need to monitor how the Bible says it is foolishness to be thinking how the bone grow from the inside. Jeremiah 5:24. Hallelujah. The third thing I want you to note about system is systems produce guaranteed and definite results. System produce guaranteed and definite results. Luke chapter 1 verse 20. And then Jeremiah 33 verse 20. Systems produce definite and predictable results. Luke 1:20, sir, or Jeremiah 33 verse 20. You know what that means is that is. Have you ever had me say that I will never be broke in life? Have you ever had me say it before? How many times? Does it often or not? When you look at my life, I don't look like it, right? Is it? It's true. Yes, but it's a system. I know that the Bible says, "Do X, Y, Z, the end will come outside." Do you understand me now? You can predict the results. You can predict the result. Hallelujah. You can predict. And it's definite because it's a system. Hallelujah. The Bible says God is not a respecter of human beings. Thus said the Lord, if you can break my covenant of the day and my covenant of the night, and that there should not be day and night in their season, then you read for that, what will happen? Can anybody do this kind of thing? No. It's only one person that ever broke that rule. That is Joshua. Is that not true? The Bible says there has never been a man, God had a man like that day. And since after that day, I'm sure God will not hear to anybody because there will not be a reason for it. Praise the Lord. That is why I can say that you will not fail. See, like, there are certain things that once you do, you will never fail. I'm telling you. It's guaranteed. You cannot fail. I know, like, I know my name. Like, I used to say always, I will believe, you can convince me my name is not Jotham. I will believe you. But if you say I will never be prosperous, I can't believe it. Because I know, if the Bible is true, I must prosper. Praise the Lord. If I know that the Bible is true, I cannot remain small. I will expand. Praise the Lord. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not be able to speak unto the dead, that these things shall be performed. Because thou believest not my word, which shall be fulfilled in their season. In the season of the word, it will definitely happen. Now, the fourth thing I want to note about system, finally, before I give you the seventh system, is spiritual systems are static. I will explain that. Just different approaches. Hallelujah. Spiritual systems are what? Static. Revelation chapter 12 verse 9, sir. Please, let's have it up. Revelation 12 verse 9 or 1 John 2:16. Spiritual systems are static. One war is passed and behold, there will come two wars hereafter. Is that what we said? 12:9, sir. Hallelujah. And then 1 John 2:16. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil, and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Hallelujah. Deceiver, yes. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but of the world. Now, the devil was cast out of deception. He deceived people with these three things. The temptation of Adam and Eve was similar temptation that God gave Jesus Christ when he was in Luke chapter 4. Is it true? Genesis 3, I believe, was the temptation of Adam and Eve. The same temptation turns stones to bread. Come down and show your power. Pride of life. How do you get that? Loss of the eyes. Look at this kingdom. Bow and I will give you. The devil has not changed. He's still analog. Do you understand, guys? The devil is still what? Analog. I'm telling you. The same demons that Apostle Peter dealt with are the ones we are dealing with. It's not true. They're the same ones. No matter the suit we are wearing, the demons are the same. The same. That's why native doctors will never change. They are always in the back doors because demons don't change. Spiritual, the way our fathers, remember when I preached on breaking transgenerational causes? No. Breaking transgenerational weaknesses this month of consecration. Where I told us that how your dad fell or your mom fell could be gotten into your life by a snare. There is a door. You discover that the way your father fell, if your father fell by fornication, you discover that there's a character in your dad that made him to fall. Maybe anger that opened the door. When you are saved, you are regenerated, you are no longer belonging to your lineage, right? Now, like I said, when you are a King James reader, there is always a word, snare, S-N-A-R-E. Snare means a trap, a temptation. Like, you can open up yourself to those demons of your lineage to get into you. If anger is the problem, by anger, once you fall that trap, they will have access to you and then they will reproduce the cycle even though you are safe. Are you together? Yeah, so those systems are statics. So the devil doesn't have a new temptation. Hallelujah. Just repackage it. Hallelujah. So like we have Coke Zero, Coke this, all of them are Coke. It's not true. It's not true. All of them are Coke. Even though they say there's passenger carolee, all of them, their image of your body is bad. Hallelujah. Even though we have fornication, we have masturbation, we have what are the names, the coinage? What are they? Masturbation, pornography, fornication, adultery, all of them are immorality. Is that not true? Yes. The same statute. So seven kingdoms, seven demonic systems. The first
You'll be blessed in Jesus' name.
The first is government. The first demonic system that God has put in place are government. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 4 from verse 2 to 16. How many of you, I didn't know that government was powerful like this till Corona. Everybody was locked down. Hallelujah. Is that not true? Even if you have a private jet, you are not permitted to drive. That's not true. You have the money to spend, you cannot spend. That is how I understood how the Antichrist can hold the world. Government are powerful. One law from the government can paralyze the church. Is that not true? One law, no longer crusade in the world. If they make a law and they send a pass it to law, we don't have mercy that outside again. It's only that they are dead boy. And it's only Bishop Barry Debo of the Polynesia that they want roaring now. If that kind of law come and those people do not fight it and it comes to steal, people like us, we are gone. We will be in this room forever. Is that not true? The government is powerful. America legalized abortion and today immorality has been licensed. Is that not true? Even in the church. So the devil has used government. Denmark, before coronavirus, even, I know there are some people are saying in 66, some don't believe. But even in 66, they have legalized it already in Denmark that before the vaccine is out, you must take it. Must. The government is powerful. And the devil has insisted that there are certain places you cannot get to until you belong somewhere. Is that not true? Belong somewhere. Even common SUG. People are saying you must be something serious. Mom, I don't know, you remember when you were the president, that guy that came out for SUG, and then he was a Christian, they came to threaten him. He was the president that time. I was a prayer court. We said, it cannot happen. We pray. They delayed the election. Election will not happen. Because the other guys are fragile. That was the only Christian guy. They would delay the election to after the Muslim. We will say, with this guy we will vote. We voted in that school every 10 minutes till the Christian won. After winning straight to chapel. I think he came and met you, right? You were in the chapel that time. He came and met him straight. That is where his allegiance give way. You see? Why? Because you cannot belong certain. Your landlord, my former landlord, hallelujah, was saying that his friend wanted to become chairman. In those days, this Lambese, chairman. They told him that come and join Ogboni. You say, that is now he's the one telling his story. They told him come and join this. He said, me, I cannot join for chairman. They said, I cannot join. Okay, no ticket for you. Yes. Chairman. So think about House of Rep, think about Senator. Think about governor, think about president. That is why you don't develop on politicians to get money because their allegiance are somewhere. I was listening to Apostle Aaron and said that there was one politician that was coming to the church and the politician met him and said, how can we be of help to the church? He said that we need a lister to buy. I said, after he said that, the man left because his allegiance is somewhere. Politicians, I know politicians when I was growing up that would come to the church and give 50,000 naira and then people would shout and scream for them. And then they'll go to a mosque, launching of a mosque somewhere in the same vicinity, Christian, and donate millions. But their allegiance is not the Christ. And they make rule to sabotage the church. You know, remember, 5 Nights of Glory last year? We were in the program when Pastor David Ibiomi said, on Monday, Saturday morning will be everybody that gave his life through the 5 Nights of Glory should come for the morning class. Then he got an announcement that the Friday, Saturday morning was sanitation. Then the governor was seated there. Just go and tell them no sanitation. It was overall cancelled. Think about, and it was cancelled and then the church program continued. If it was, it's not happening and then people are shut down. System are powerful in Daniel chapter 3 from verse 4 to 6. The devil said, or the king, and then Daniel chapter 6, everybody must come down and bow. That's true. If Nigeria should make that kind of law today, I'm telling you, can you imagine people saying that? Imagine the lady that is being held by in Sambisa for the, what is her name? Leah, yes. I read people saying that she should have just denied Jesus Christ and come back and be, yes. Now, I did not say people, I know that there are people are Christians, so these are some people when they say the government say you cannot, when the mark of the beast comes, jelly. If they are Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the devil doesn't even stress himself. Before the sounding of the flute, they are down. So governments are powerful. Are we together? Government. So we must pray to get to a level. Because there's a level you can get where the grip of the government doesn't have a lot of hold on you. There's a level you can break forth.
You cannot arrest Bishop Oyedepo.
So I can call them by name.
A young guy in phase 2 here, that pastor, that guy, was prophesying that the governor of Kogi State will not win his last election. They bundled him.
Bundled him and locked him for 3 days first. Then they gave him warning. Come on. And when he came back, no, he's not seeing vision of election again. Yeah. Because his level has not reached to talk about those lists. You know what I'm talking about? But there's a level you get to, you will mention names and you cannot be touched. Is that not true? So we must trust God to break forth. Break forth. Hallelujah. Where the money, I was reading about this guy that is a convert, you know, Kanye. He has not converted to Christianity. And then, normally artists that convert, they can run you down in 1 week. He said he's the only artist in the world that make billions out of music. That is why Sony cannot do anything to him. If they close down his music, he make billions out of his easy. So he cannot be shut down. So the grip of the government is not strong on him. Altogether. So government are powerful, and one is the system that the devil is using to make laws, carnal laws, to put the church in bondage. No crusade, no open ear things, no this. Hallelujah. A system the devil have made. Now when they say, now people are happy when there was lockdown, no going to church. Before they didn't even want to go to church. When there was lockdown, that was proper time to stay at home. Happy. Hallelujah. Yes. Imagine the government said that no church till March. Some people, pastors, will hold microphone and start and say, I support with the government. Any pastor that said that I was following the person, I unfollow immediately. You see, I think I don't have self-control for Hallelujah. When I hear you say something that I support the government, we are learning. There are 3 people that once they say something, you say contrary, I am against you. One Bishop Oyedepo said that the church should be open, and you are saying it, I am not your friend. One Dr. Paul, and they say, one Pastor Chris, you see these guys, when they say something and you are saying contrary, I am not your friend, official. All together? Yes. Government is very, very powerful. Not people should hold church, and then a barrier was happening in the midst of the corona, and people jam-packed, and nobody was arrested. Is that not true? Was somebody arrested? People can move in the car to the north. In the heat of corona, March, I traveled to Kaduna State. A market day was happening in Niger State. Market day. That was a market day. Cows, goats, everywhere. As if nothing was happening. But churches cannot lock it. And then some Christian can carry microphone and say, yes, it's true. The government are trying to secure life. Because you are not interested in people before. Hallelujah. The second system the devil has in place is the media. Jeremiah 51 verse 46. You know what? The power of the media. Nowadays, a young boy of 17 years can learn, a young lady, we have TikTok. They can twerk in their room. They learn how to twerk by watching videos online. Is that not true? Very, very powerful. God is God. You see, there are many things that people were not taught. But the media discipled them. They know everything about sex. Everything. Hallelujah. You see, I'm going to have a witness here. There was a time, you remember 300 level ago, we were in the room, and then some people were just talking about sex, and then I asked a question. We were 300 level, and then I asked a question, and then they started laughing. You didn't know? Till my undergraduate, I thought if somebody has 7 children, that means they have slept with the wife 7 times. That's what I didn't know. But nowadays, what children know? You don't know. You don't have a clue what they need the sight. They know the sight. They know where to punch. They know where to go. There are certain things I didn't know about intimacy, like I said, until now marriage counseling, and then I read Model Marriage by the Academies. I didn't know. But now everybody can browse. There are sight. In fact, when they want to advertise Eva Water now, it's a naked girl that will come out first. I know when you see a naked girl, you're not thinking about the Holy Spirit. You can't. You're not thinking about praise the Lord, hallelujah, the Lord is good. No. And then they will not just show our stomach. There are sensitive parts they will show. Is that not true? Yes. You see, probably shouting yes are very well because you understand. Hallelujah. You understand. The media is very, very, very powerful. Is that not true? Very, very powerful. There are a lot of songs that are sexually inciting.
You listen to them, the next thing that comes to your mind is a lady's waist. Sexually inciting, the note behind them, they have in symbian or back notes. Is that what they call them? Back note, under semitone, that you have to mute the sound before you hear them. You cannot hear them on a natural sound like that. You have to hear it on a correct, what's the name of this thing? You have the back note. You hear them and then you are sexually incited. Has anybody ever had that kind of experience? I know you don't lift up their hands, that's the truth. But I know it's like that. Not true. Yes. It's not like that. It's not like that means. It's like that. The media is very, very powerful. WhatsApp, social media, Twitter, Instagram. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Very, very powerful. A lot of information. A lot of people do video calls now. You can have a video call and it's cheap. Video call, video read their naked body to their, and then the mother is in the parlor with goggles reading newspaper. Not knowing that the 12-year, 7-year-old girl, what she's doing. Ah. You see, around my neighborhood, I've seen a lot of things. Your secondary school, her mammary gland hasn't even developed. She's walking to the road half naked, and then she's with some small boys. Where will this one reach? She could not survive it. And I know what she's doing, she watches somewhere, a model dressed like this. That's not true. The media is so it's a system the devil has taught people fornication, have taught them how to masturbate online. A lot of movies have taught a lot of people a lot of things. I read of the owner of the on Nollywood. They asked him what is his model or his desire for Nollywood. He said that he wants to culture America, want to bring in a new culture. And then America has disabled the world globally on immorality. True, yes, globally. Sometimes North Korea is good. Hallelujah. Sometimes. Yeah. They have laws. There are things you cannot watch. You are not permitted. You cannot misbehave in North Korea. Your head is correct. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to say dictatorship is good. Hallelujah. But restriction and control is good. They should be able to flip certain websites in a child's phone. There should be restriction. People are not comfortable if the movie is not rated 18 plus. They are not comfortable watching it. Secondary school, what the movie they will like is the one that they wrote 18 plus. Do you know what I mean by 18 plus? Yes. The media is very powerful. So it's a system the devil has started. And the media has taught people that before you blow, you must be a Yahoo boy. Logo Benz. You must have a Benz. Is that not true? Have taught ladies, before you make it, you have to sell your body. The media has discipled marriages. Hallelujah. When you visit him, there are certain things you must do. Let me come and spend over the weekend. Because you have seen in the movie, like, that is a train. Nowadays in America, we have what we call the V-lock. Couples live in the house, young boys and young girls, and then they're vlogging themselves. And then people are watching them. The media has taught people during BB Ninja that is cultural. And somebody's arguing with me and saying that a pastor is standing on a pulpit and declaring and insulting somebody, and then in BB Ninja, the person did it and then they fired him. I say that is an abomination and abomin country. For you to compare a pastor and BB Ninja, that is heaven and hell. You can't compare them. You can never use the devil to teach me sense. There are enough examples in the church and in the Bible to use. You cannot just use Abacha and say, you see, Abacha was a good leader. You are not in a Christian. He was not a Christian, but I think you cannot learn. There's nothing I can learn. I have enough example in the Bible to learn from. I have a lot of example in Christian leaders to learn from. David is a solid leader. Without any human example, we can learn from them. Is that not true? Is Abacha more a leader than Bishop Oyedepo? Is he more a leader than Oyedepo? How much has he managed? By looting money like a dog. Hallelujah. That till today we're still getting his. I didn't know him when I was born. But it's totally the leader you're using to give me an example. Is that not true? The third system the devil has, the first system I said was what? Government. The second system I said was media. The third system is false religion and false prophet. 1 John chapter 1 verse 7. False religions and false prophet. Matthew 24 verse 5. Matthew 7:15 and then Matthew 24:11. And 24. False religions and prophet. Hallelujah. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanseth us from sin. Now, there are people of light and the people, when you read Matthew, all the Matthew texts I gave you, the Bible speaking of false prophet and false religion. Nowadays, people are afraid of bearing the title prophet means. He's afraid. Because we have a lot of fake prophets now. That's not true. So that they will not put, I am Apostle Jotham Bobai Adam. Facebook, Ash, capital letter. I am not afraid to call myself apostle, because there are fake apostles, doesn't mean there are not real one. Even if they are not real one, I will claim myself to be the real one. Nobody will intimidate me, I'm telling you. Yeah. So people are afraid of using tattoo because we have a lot of fake of that. There are people that are prophetic, but they are afraid to use a tattoo prophet because they will not say, I prefer to call myself bro. No, I am not bro. I'm not bro. Anything. Hallelujah. Because we have four systems doesn't mean there are no real systems. Hallelujah. Is that not true? Yes, come on, is that not true? Yes. Because pastors are stealing money from people doesn't mean every pastor is stealing money from people. Hallelujah. Is that not true? Now, a pastor wants to preach on the anniversary. He cannot confidently preach people should sow to his life. He cannot teach the people to sow to his life. He has to bring somebody to come and tell his people, tell them to sow to my life. Is that not what pastors do, man of God? They are afraid to tell their congregation. One day I was here, I can't forget it, early this year. And then I was walking this way, and then God told me, if you don't correct these church people, nobody will do it for you. You better do it. From that day, I broke that thing. Things that were wrong, I will come and be cleaning the chairs, and they'll be watching me and be gisting. Yes. I spoke about it. If you say I'm proud, you're on your own, but I have to say, nobody will come and correct it for me. Is that not true? Yes. I have to teach them how to honor me. All the people that I mentored, have I told you not to how to honor me? I told you personally, is that not true? And you started honoring me. Have you not seen blessings? I will not bring somebody to come and tell you how to honor me. I will teach you. Because I'm doing it, I should teach you. If you cannot hear me, I'm not what your pastor. I have to bring somebody to convince you to give. Tell me, I'm not your pastor. You should be able to listen to me. Is that not true? Once it's my birthday, I will teach you. So to my life, oh, if God has said so, give. I am a fertile ground. I will tell you. If you think you don't believe in it, don't. But for not telling you me, I will do my part. I will tell you. Hallelujah. Amen. I will tell you. There are days when I forget about offering. Sometimes I intentionally not collect because I feel the people don't have money. Then God told me it's not about the money. They have to give to be blessed. Tell the truth. I've forgotten offering. Sometimes this day, Cain will know more of the story. That day I'll forget because sometimes I think people think about, because most of the time, even after the service, I'm the one to give them transport. So why do you even call the offering? Those who might give you another service. But I have to learn, I have to tell the people. Praise the Lord. Yes, because we have false religion doesn't mean that the genuine is not true. Because we have some extra charismatic people, people have to go and do extra, it doesn't mean authentic word is not real. Is that not true? That doesn't mean the real pastor, the real prophet, let the person say he's your servant, none of your business. Do you understand that? None of your business. That is a title he chose to use. Hades here in the Bible. Hades here is in the Bible. The fact that he had that seven, that means that time there was no seven in the Bible. Now we have Hades 7. Believe it. Hallelujah. Amen. So first system, and then people are afraid of going to church. People are afraid of, if I disappear now as I'm preaching now, all of you will say, you thought I'm a man of God. That's not true. So I'm not even a man of God. He disappeared. You join me with the devil. Because you don't expect the powerful one of God to disappear. When they see you doing a spectacular thing, they say the person has collected charm. Yes. You see me now as I am now. Everywhere as I'm coming here, fasting, praying, looking like bone. Nobody is seeing it. But let somebody give me one Lexus car now. And let us have one land and breakthrough. He has taught something. That's what they start saying. Is that not true? What is that saying? He has taught something. But all these years that we are fasting, trekking, sacrificing, giving people, they will never see it. And I am ready for those days. My back is like the back of a tortoise. I am ready. Let them say it. Hallelujah. If God should bless me with a Lexus car now, I will not be able to maintain it anyway. But if God should bless me when I can maintain it, I would drive it in this city. I would drive it and horn thrice. I'm telling you. Yeah. Blast music, gospel hit jam, bigger every day, those kind of jams. You know that kind of, not worship. You must know I am passing. I will not devil intimidate me. I'm telling you. Alright. See, I believe it though. I don't want a situation where a devil will intimidate me. Because there are four, that doesn't mean we are not real. If I see something now and say God has told me something, I will say it. Now, some people, you see, that is why I developed this style of not saying God told me this, God told me this, God told me this. Because people are putting pressure. Until you say God told me this, you will not believe what they are saying. And you make it look spiritual. Shamalaga bragade. The Lord spoke to me in my right ears. Moyo, in the name of Jesus, you are going places. I saw it when I was working, as I was about entering the church. God showed me your picture. In the name of, you know, you will believe easily. But if I stood there and said, you are blessed. You are going places. You people yawning. Amen. Amen. Tell the truth. And then pastors are under pressure to sound ecclesiastical, to sound ecstatic, and to sound as if I will not be under that pressure. Hallelujah. Anything I say here on Sunday morning, Friday, or even, I heard it from God. Believe it. Are you gonna believe it? Nobody will put me under pressure to become like a fast-forwarded tape. Nobody is fast-forwarded tape. No, nobody will put me under that kind of pressure. As if I'm a fast-forwarded, I will calm down. And teach you. Because I believe in the teaching ministry. I believe if you can edit somebody's mind, you can change him. Man, okay, remember those days, prayer meeting. People will come, fall down, stand up. Next morning, they want falling up and standing up. Fall up, stand up. Fall down, stand up. We say, this thing is not working. They need to be taught. You carry people and be tired of carrying. The same way, next morning, they want carrying them. Okay. If you go to living faith, you fall down, you're on your own. You are totally what? On your own. Have you ever seen it before? What living faith and see? Fall down and say the Holy Ghost fell you down. The ushers will not mind you. I'm telling you. My BSC was in Shiloh last year and then somebody fell down and then she was complaining to me. The ushers didn't even care. I said, you, why did you care? Mind your business. You are not more usheric than them. Is that not true? Yeah. They believe, hear the word of God. I was in healing school. Pastor David Ebiome, March or February, he was ministering to the lady and she was shaking. She said, hey, I'm not joking, be serious. The Bible said, he took away the infirmity, he did not shake. Now you are healed. I say, hey, I like this kind of thing. That's what I like. Is that not true? Not somebody fall down and roll over this carpet and vomit. And then usher will start work after service and every bear cannot be on the rest. No. Hear the word of God and go and vomit it at home. Hallelujah. And then remain permanently delivered. No word deliverer. I remember when I had the faith from Emmanuel Makandua, prophet. Said that pastors like it when people fall down and stand up, fall down, but they will not tell the truth. They know you are not delivered. Until you hear the word of God, you are not free. Anybody that doesn't have respect for Bible is permanently licensed to poverty, licensed to oppression. People don't have respect for the word of God. They walk and begin to WhatsApp and begin to tweet. And then after a while, Lord, I've been a Christian for 20 years. And then, now how can you reproduce it? You don't know. Hallelujah. Number four system the devil has is destruction and deceptions. James chapter 1 verse 26, destructions and deceptions. The first system, he used government. The second is the media. The first system is destructions. Hallelujah. And deception. Nobody destruction. Like you're going this way and then the devil just put something, move this way. That's true. Like I'm a pastor now. Why can't you do this business? S, Y, Z. And God has not led me to do it. Hallelujah. See, in my small years in ministry, I don't know why business doesn't work for me. I try, the thing does not, that is for me. I'm not saying for anybody. For me, the thing doesn't work. Let me cook my make small money now. No work. Focus. God told me, I remember the first time he called me. And ever since, Be in full time. I had it clearly. Every time I want to venture into something, remain here. That is my instruction. All together. I'll be distracted and then I'll see a very big, unless I'm led. No. Stay on course. Pastor David Ebiome said, the governor called him over and said, you are the only person that can do this work in the state. He said, appointment, we need people of in the anger. The only person, he said, sir, thank you. But that is a distraction. They came to make Jesus king. The Bible says he fled. Don't be distracted. Since the devil knows that you are set on the course, means I am set to fulfill my purpose. Okay, don't worry. You can fulfill your purpose, but Kukuma join this one. You know, you can be a jack of all trades. You can be a star musician, and then you can also be a star pastor. You can also be a business tycoon. You can also own a conglomerate. You can be that big, I tell you. Don't just corner yourself in one place, and then you listen to one motivational speaker. See, it's true. All this in the apostle is talking, because he doesn't really understand. And then the devil, when he gets your attention, he will send many people that will talk to you. Is that not true? Yes. So many people that will talk to you, distract you. Many people have been distracted from the appointed men of God, appointed prophets over their life. One thing or the other, they allow misunderstanding, they allow grievances, hallelujah, to leave. And then that is it. Then they are back to sin. I know many people that left their pastors, and then before you know that they had two or three children. Left their pastor, and then they know, before you know that they have into debt, serious debt. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Man of God, you remember those Koinonia guys? You remember when they came for to our 200 level, when they came to all of them, 11 of them. So just imagine if to today they are seeing Koinonia. You know, they will not be, you know, Ijimi is now global. Many of them don't even know about their name, but if I mention some, you know all of their names, but if I mention some of their names, you will not know them. But if they remain there, they will have been global phenomenon by now. Is that not true? Yes. Many people left living faith, or many people left church, or left certain people only to their damnation. Now, if you are led to leave, oh, is that not true? Yes, if you are led to leave. But there are a lot of distractions in the life of people. People leave. Remember when I talked about, what the topic I was talking about? I was talking about when you are thinking why the grass is greener on the other side. What was that topic? Yeah, the mirage of compromise. It was this month, right? I did the first week. Yeah, the mirage of compromise. Where people think that there's a mirage. On the other side, the side is better. This relationship, the way the guy is talking to me like this, doesn't know who I am. Look at me. Doesn't know why he's joking with. To find a good girl, you put on your status. To find a good girl is cast these days. Who doesn't value you? Dumb them and run. Okay. Run. You think the way you're going to is better. It's not always like that. Hallelujah. Not always like that. Number 5, strategy of the devil or system of the devil, what we call environment and what? Environment and atmosphere. Environment and what? Atmosphere. 2 Chronicles chapter 36 verse 11. Hallelujah. Psalms 106 verse 38. Jeremiah 3 verse 1 to 2. Hallelujah. And then Ezekiel 23 verse 17. 2 Chronicles 36 verse 11. Anyone on screen? Psalms 106 verse 38. Jeremiah 3 verse 1 to 2. And then Ezekiel 23 verse 17. Which one do we have? Zedekiah was 120 years old when he began to reign, and reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. Yes, let's go. And he did that which was evil in the sight of the Lord, and humbled not himself before Jeremiah. Now, just when you read all those texts, you discover that all of them are stories where they were put in a negative series. You know, you see, the land where man of God is from, if you go to Auchi, you know that you are in a different environment from Lokoja. All together? Who was asking me today? It was Gulu that was asking me, why is it that there are no frosters in Lokoja? Saying as if there's no frosters in Lokoja. Is it Gulu or you? Well, Gulu, right? Okay. Why is it that there's no frosters in Lokoja? That's the kind of, our environment is different. You wake up in the morning, you see a sacrifice on the road. Is that not true? Wake up in the morning, that's our environment here. It's mechanism. Another place when you wake up is that everybody's carrying a dreadlock. Everybody's looking for a way to buy Mercedes Benz. Another place is immorality, advanced immorality. How do you get that? The environment conduces people so that a young boy, have you seen pictures of small 7 years, 5 years children taking, smoking that smoke thing they did? Shisha, that's the name is Shisha, right? I saw a woman giving a young child that thing to smoke. Yeah, how many of you have seen the future? Yes, she was giving him, the guy was smoking it. Very small boy, cannot even talk. Already nicotine is being planted in his system. Okay, a young girl growing and her mother is still, I read of a story. The girls died because of the way their mother dressed them. She dressed them and pressed their stomach, and then their intestine were congested. She didn't want their tummy to be flat. She want their shape to come outside. So she always dressed them. Two ladies, they died because of that pressure in their stomach. Now imagine a young girl growing up and the mother is dressing her with already spaghetti shirts. All together? Spaghetti and then wearing tight. And a young, small, 17 years, faith kid was telling me about her student in Faith Academy. Young girls, if you see what they do, you will not believe. And then some of them come with their PTA. So, I remember a story, Zoe, one did a terrible thing. And then the parent came to defend her in the school. Yes. Came to defend her. Young guy standing by the other side of the window, putting his hand through the window and then pressing her mammary gland. The mother came to defend her.
Now, that is the environment the child is growing in. How will you survive it? See, the devil has calculated his future. He's doomed already. So if the devil is here on this family, let me go to Spain, forget them. The child is doomed. He has a system already. Do you understand? If a guy growing up seeing his father is a serial adultery man, like the mother knows, all the families are aware. He grew up thinking that it's the fun not to be one woman. So the environment affects and create a system that people fall automatically. Every young boy grew up, I want to be a Yahoo boy. Because he grew up in an environment where his elder brother, he was the one that told me that the way people do IT or mechanic on how to repair phone, people do IT on Yahoo. Do you know IT? See, this is the way you scam them. When you hear this reply, this is what you say. When you hear this reply, don't reply immediately. Wait for 1 hour. Wait for 2 hours. They are taught on the skill of Yahoo. Because of environment. Hallelujah. But the devil configure environment. You grew up in the north, everybody's carrying a dagger. Because you are not safe until you have a dagger. You must have something in you. So the environment. So the devil has customized a system in the environment that everybody must fall. And then number 6. It's lust. It's a system that the devil has configured in the heart of man. Galatians 5 verse 16. Lust is something the devil has implanted in every man. We read in 1 John 2 verse 16. Where lust is planted and then people fall down. Bible says, this I say then, walk in the spirit and ye shall not what? Fulfill the lust of the flesh. Everybody has lust. Remember when I spoke on conquering sexual immoralities? That Sunday morning. Do you remember that morning? When I said, who among us in the last 21 days had this urge for sex? I remember when I was meditating in the morning, God said, I should ask that question. I know the most spiritual person in that service, some people are reluctant to lift up their hand. When I insisted, you are lying, everybody's hand was up. Is that not true? That's a natural tendency. My hand too, I know my hand would be up if I was the one preaching. Is that not true? Yes. But the problem is you should be able to control your natural tendencies. The devil will feed on it and then it grow and then you become a monster. Hallelujah. Become a monster. Become a monster. The lust for power. The lust for popularity. Imagine I post a video today on YouTube. And then by tomorrow morning, I have 2 million views. Hey, I like that kind of thing. You know? Who doesn't like it? You put one song. That's your hit song on our conference. It's on stage. Just got invitation to Panama. You can come. And then you just did that. Cover of your song from Brazil. Cover of your song from Australia. Hey, wouldn't you like it? Everybody have a craving for fame. Praise the Lord. But we should be able to control it that on if it's not God's way, we don't want it. Hallelujah. Not God's way. Then the final system that God, the devil have is demonic networks. Luke chapter 8 verse 33. Demonic word networks. Hallelujah. Demonic network. Demons are in network and they are interconnected. The first demonic system I said was what? Governments. Number 2 I said was what? Media. Number 3. False religions and prophet. Number 4. Destruction and deception. Number 5. Environment and atmosphere. Number 6. Lust. Number 7. Demonic network. Did it make sense to anybody today? Are these systems real? Do you think the devil should forget and say, I want to go to Los Angeles and rest for 2 weeks? Will people still be sinning? Yes, network of demons that make it. The media are automated. The government will make it impossible for you. The environment is already conducive. Is that not true? Yes. All these are demonic systems to make sins free. Now that you know, you are empowered to live above it. You are about to know how to stay above the government. How to get that? How to stay above the media. How you can control. Mint was telling me yesterday. How he shut down his media Twitter account. Because he discovered that it was taking his time. And then he said, no. This is taking my time. Confidently with thousands of followers. You know what it means to sell an account? Time is has money. He's a serious follower. In thousands. Sold it out because, you see, Twitter doesn't control him. At that level, he controls Twitter. Is that not true? You are empowered to live above the media. The TV cannot control you. You are empowered to live above false religion and false prophets. We are empowered to live above it. Hallelujah. You are empowered to live above distractions and deceptions.
They are empowered to live above the environmental influence. The Bible says, in the midst of Sodom and Gomorrah, there were three virgins. Is that not true? There were three virgins. Even though they were physical virgins in their minds. You are not really virgins. Because they knew how to deceive their father to sleep with them. They knew it. But they have never practiced it. Is that not true? Yes. They knew it. If you don't know, you have not practiced anyway. Hallelujah. And then environment. How do you conquer it? The first is you have to be saved. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17. The Bible says, whosoever is born of God is a new creature. Colossians 1 verse 13 says, Christ has delivered us from the kingdom of darkness and translated us to the kingdom of on dear son. Altogether, if you are not born again, you can never overcome it. If you are not born again, you can never do what? Yes. Anybody that is not a new believer, hallelujah, the truth is, there are unbelievers that have morality. But like I said, the devil has their remote. Anytime you can control them. We have to be born again to conquer those systems. Number two way is to cut off from all attachment to those systems. In Genesis 12 and verse 1 to 5, the Bible says, told Abraham, leave your father's house. Mark chapter 4 verse 19. Cut off every attachment. And then you can also confirm from 2 Corinthians 6 verse 17. Cut off from every attachment. Hallelujah. If the environment is what is making certain things happen to you, cut off from the environment. All together? If certain things are causing, if a friend is causing destruction, cut off from it. Listen to a particular false religion or false prophet affecting you. If there's certain media, do you know something? There are certain reasons, apart from the fact that I don't like internet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Personally, I don't like internet. Praise God. Apart from that, why I am not on a lot of, apart from Facebook and WhatsApp, I've never been on Twitter once. I don't even know the way the environment is. I don't even know the way Instagram is. Is it bad? No. The minister have Twitter account. Is that not true? Yeah, it's not a bad thing. But this issue, I don't know how they say people are. I don't know what that tells me. I don't want to be there. Hallelujah. Now, there's a man of God that all of us know that he's not in Twitter, he's not in social media. All of us, that's a religious study. You may not know whether God, maybe God told him no. You, that's your consecration. Don't do it. Maybe he may not be able to handle it. Is that not true? You don't know. They say a man of God doesn't have a female as a secretary. He say, this man of God is too sticky. You don't know what is his weakness. Whether he cannot survive scared. See what I'm talking about? Yes. So you don't know. So anything that will make you fall, cut off from those detachments. Hallelujah. Billy Graham was one of the persons that survived among the healing evangelists. Simple reason, they had rules in his team. You are not permitted to be in the room with a lady that's not your wife. Yes. In their team, let's say we are standing like me and Moyo now. And we know ourselves, this is pastor, let me go and see pastor. No, they have a rule. You cannot see pastor, only him, unless his wife is there. And the people that were with him said he was too strict. Most of them died of HIV. That's how he survived. Hallelujah. That's how most of them survived. Praise the Lord. Now know about the devices of the devil like the one I've spoken. The Bible says we are not ignorant of his devices. And now you are not ignorant and you are aware. Hallelujah. You are now empowered. Then empower yourself spiritually. Ephesians 3 verse 17. Empower yourself. Hallelujah. And then arm yourself with the right systems and association. In the Proverbs 27 verse 17, the Bible says, Iron what? So a man sharpened the container of his covenant. You see, today, I know, as we go to the room now, with the man of God, just think about what we'll be discussing. We'll be discussing about Yahabelo. We'll be discussing about Obaseki. God forbid. We know, our discussion is streamlined. We know what we discuss about. I am expecting messages. You gave me, that is it. All the RMS example I gave today, he gave me the messages. Remember? He gave it. That is it. Surround yourself with good people. Altogether, surround yourself. I remember I went to Mint Room today. He was listening to our message. I'm not a bad person. He surrounded himself with good person. Is that not true? Is that not true? Yes, surround yourself with good people. Good people. And then you'll be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Can we appreciate God for his word and say, Father, we thank you. Father, we thank you for your word. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you. Can you be on your feet and say, Father, Lord, I take authority over every power of you of the scheme of the devil. I refuse to be under any of them. In Jesus' precious name, we are praying.
The compass you need has just been delivered into your hands.
you can get all the anointed messages on our Telegram channel at Shekinah Encounter Center Sermons. For more inquiries, you can also call 080-6522-6276 or 080-2611-2114. Remain rapturable.